This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In my head, the two are so closely linked.
Yeah, I can see that. As long as it got to one of them,
and so Vanessa
fine.
Does the same thing. So I responded, well, I'll be sure to eat it when I get home in 3 hours. And she said, I meant to send it to Olivia. So it was. It was a case of mistaken identity because we all just do that. That's where Vanessa and I are in our life, by the way.
I have noticed my wife has become in more frequently. She's just started eating without me.
Oh, yeah.
For the first little stretch here, she was like, yeah, we'll wait until 7:30 when you get home, and then we can all do dinner together, and we can make that a thing. And I've noticed more and more days, she's just going for it. And I'm like, you know what? That makes sense.
So early in the Pizza Fridays, because 92% of the time, we do pizza on Fridays. And it's just like mom doesn't have to cook, dad doesn't have to think about getting anything out for dinner.
Exciting for the kids.
It's exciting for the kids. And surprisingly enough, Wadsworth has a lot of great pizza joints.
Oh,
right?
That's good to hear. Yeah.
So early on, Vanessa would be like, okay, do you want to pick something up on the way home? Like something from around here? Because obviously a lot of great pizza joints around here. Or I'll order it so that it's here right when you get here. And that stopped about the third Friday that my kids became gremlins when they didn't eat by 5:30.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get home till almost 8 o'clock. Yep. Like, you can't have that expectation on anyone.
And Vanessa would apologize profusely, and I'm like, I understand. I've been with them when they get hungry. There's three of them and one of you. Save yourself.
Are they like me, where if I'm tired or hungry, it doesn't go well for anybody?
Hanger is very real.
I get hangry.
And in fairness, Vanessa gets hangry. I'm the least hangry person in the whole house, which is wild considering I am clearly the obese one, right? Like, everybody else is healthy and I'm 1 foot out the door already. And So it's wild that maybe it's because I just never let myself get
You're just get constantly hungry. Eating. Is that the difference?
I'm constantly full. My dad used to have a joke when he was a stand-up saying, hey, guys, I'm a fat person. I have every feeling that you have except being full. And I just never forgot, because everyone would like thought they were going to be like the introspective fat guy and brought down the house every time. But am I the only one who I finally got to the age when it comes to Mother's Day that I'm just like beset by anxiety?
It's a lot right now. I've been so even within like Elise's birthday and our anniversaries, right, just neck and neck. It's right next to each other in July, and it gets exhausting, the whole thing. I sent my mother-in-law and I sent my mom flowers, and I'm like, that's good. You know, my mom gave birth to me. It's legitimately celebrating Mother's Day. My mother-in-law is a mom to me, so like that works as well. I told Elise, I'm like, I painted the room. I counted up the hours I spent doing that. I'm not, you're not my mom. Like, we're, and the moment I said it, I was like, oh no, this is not gonna, this is not going well for me. As I'm like building out my case, I'm like, I painted this room. I spent hours upon hours. On Sunday, we're going out to a nice hotel brunch with Charlotte, and we're going to do all that, and they have flowers there. And I'm just like, I think I got it covered. And then I just, you know, shot myself in the foot.
So, every year, I'm either really good about being mindful that my mom is going to get a gift.
I mean, yeah, or, like she should. Like that, she's the one that is legitimately, that's your Mother's Day.
Or Vanessa.
It's so hard.
I'm really good at thinking about one of the others.
And you never hit them both?
No, never. I mean, no, we end up landing on something. But like this year.
Oh, you mean knocking out of the park for one and then the other one just kind of gets whatever.
Yeah, because, oh.
Just so hard.
Like, and here's the thing. I had such a panic attack last weekend because I was like, wait, that's not this weekend, is it? And but I've been focused on Vanessa. And Vanessa's also very, very sweet, but very coy. Like she sends me stuff and I'm like, all right, it's lawn care stuff. Am I allowed to buy this for you for Mother's
Day? That's the other part of it, right? Like, there's a list of things you can't and cannot do. Like, again, me painting the bedroom doesn't count as a Mother's Day gift. No way does that count as a Mother's Day gift.
No, but see, the problem
is... a lot of time on that she wanted.
Vanessa's
got a bedroom that's bright pink.
Vanessa's got a green thumb, so, like, okay, it's more plausible at the same point if you show up with, like, here's a lawn seeding kit. You might get killed.
I mean, that's like gifting your wife a vacuum.
Yes. Exactly.
There's a list of no-goes.
Honey, I got you a Cub Cadet for Mother's Day. Don't you love it? I mean, this one's got a backhoe on it. And you're then right, she uses the backhoe to bury me.
It's the premium version.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing?
I don't think you understand. That cost an extra $1,500, babe.
But your kids are old enough, though. I feel like the onus should be put on them at this
point. This is a great
point. They're hitting the spot where that's on them. They make the cards. They do the breakfast in bed. This should be on them.
This is a very good point. Because it's not just, well, I have to make sure I knock it out of the park for Vanessa and my mom. And my mom's the one that got gypped this year, just full blown. Vanessa came into the office this morning and she was like, hey, what are we gonna get your mother? And I was like, I mean, mouth breather dumb. That's how caught off guard I was by a very simple question. The problem is, it's not just my mom and the girls. I also have to then make sure they're pointing in the right direction.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which I got a teenager and two preteens.
You're taking on even more responsibility.
Well, yeah, because
I would leave them out to dry.
Get them on the page for anything is a miracle.
I'd leave them out to dry. I'd be like, you figure it out.
No, because
breakfast in bed, have some cards, you'll be fine. But I'm gonna make sure. You know this better than I do.
This is where two out of three back on you.
Two out of three get it right, and then the other one just doesn't, and then you'll hear about it all day, won't you?
Yeah, that's where it boomerangs back on you.
Yeah.
And listen, Vanessa's always incredibly courteous. She actually really is. Unless she really feels let down, and then. She's got these beautiful blue eyes, and when they start to tear, I mean, guys, I feel like the worst person in the world. And she can't fake cry either, so when she cries, it's for real, unlike our oldest daughter who can cry on cue. It's wild. Hmm. But I digress to the point of, even if she's a little let down, she won't let it be known, but I'll know. I'll know. And it's, whereas my mom, I think I've disappointed my mom quite a bit, and she just buries it.
I feel like your mom needs a win. I feel like I would put a lot towards your mom. Because, again, she's the one that actually gave birth to you.
Okay, well, would you like to call my wife and tell her that?
I told my wife that, so I might as well go ahead and keep the streak going. might as well.
It's so the next time the Wilsons and Peterlins hang out, it'll be the Wilsons and two of the three Peterlins?
My regretful campaign of 2025 of, you're not my mom. We just keep this thing going. You didn't give birth to me.
No, you're not hearing it right. What I'm saying is there's a less than situation here. That's what I'm telling you. I'm just saying, for me personally, my mom up here, and then you're just below that. I think if you got a chart.
Oh, charts always help. What's this chart going to do?
You do any chart.
It's like a sales, they do like sales charts, and it's like one's up here and one's up here.
All right.
That's what it's going
to
be.
If we refer to the chart here, you'll see your productivity this year has fallen below my mother's standards. And I think you can see that with a little bit of work next year, we can really hammer home.
It's not a matter of love. It's not a matter of anything like that. It's just a matter of one legitimately did give birth to me and one didn't.
Yeah, but.
I mean, that's just tell me where I'm wrong.
The research is inconclusive.
All right.
Stats guy should know how this works. Our stats guy on our show should be able to diagnose that my mom gave birth to me while my wife did not.
Stat guy is single.
On the usage of charts. Inconclusive.
Stat guy is single and lives at home with mom.
Get a great gift.
Yeah.
You better get the best gift that Mother's Day's ever seen.
I'm taking care of the house while she goes to a wedding.
Well, I was thinking like getting an apartment
taking
for yourself.
Taking care of the house you live in? Shouldn't that be like a requirement already?
Wait.
This is not going to discuss that.
This is typical JP transference. No, you're trying to dig yourself out of the mom hole here.
Yeah, I clean my room back in with you. That you don't make me pay rent for. Thanks. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. What?
I mean, one, we don't know he doesn't pay rent.
What is that?
Don't answer on Air Mac. Don't help him.
Oh, we know.
And then, that is dirty
we
pool.
We know.
Dirty damn
it's
pool.
Nice. It's nice of his mom, which is why she deserves, a real Mother's Day. She gave birth to you, Mac.
Oh, man.
She gave birth to you.
Are the Browns giving bad offseason vibes? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.